The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guest is Superintendent Sam Melton. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jacksonville Schools. Sam, welcome back to another Super Chat. Well, you know, with fall break comes the end of the first 9 weeks of school. Can you talk about how the first 9 weeks of school has gone for your district?
Yeah, sure, Gary. It's gone really fast, for one. It always seems to go a little faster each and every year, but it's hard to believe we're coming up on Thanksgiving already. But one of the things that's a little different to the start of this year is how we've tried to really push the analysis of our instructional data and what we're going to use that data for. So, for example, one of the things that we're really trying to work on is our vertical alignment, and that's between the elementary and the junior senior high. So a lot of times parents or students may think, you know, what does it look like to go from third grade to fourth grade or fifth grade to sixth grade? We're really trying to work on that, but also what does that transition look like between sixth grade and seventh grade for those students going to a different building, or maybe from eighth grade to ninth grade in the junior high and high school? And I know it's the same building, but what those classes look like, you know, when it comes to credits and things like that, it all kind of changes. So we're really trying to work on that vertical alignment, try and make that a better experience for our students and the parents. Another big thing, and it's still in the works, but it's the changes to the graduation diploma requirements that are going to be coming from the state. So we've really tried to get a jump start on what we think is going to happen. I think December is going to be the month that it gets approved by the state. So what are we going to offer? What are going to be the best opportunities for our students, no matter what pathway they take? And that may be, you know, enrollment in some sort of post-secondary school, it could be employment after high school, it could be enlistment in the military. We just want to get a jump start on what's that diploma going to look like? How can we make it best fit for our Jacksonville students?
Sure. Well, and that makes perfect sense, yes. The more you can help the parents assist the student in navigating that, the better. So, well, hey, it's my understanding that you have started some early dismissal days for students, so staff can have time for professional development training. Can you offer our listeners some examples of what takes place for staff during this dismissal time?
Yeah, sure. It's always hard to try and find time for teachers and professional development, not just teachers, but all staff. And so this has really helped carve out some time that we can spend on numerous different initiatives. And one example is we've really started to look at safety. And listen, I think every school around here in Southeast Indiana would tell you their school is safe and they feel comfortable, but we also don't want to get complacent. We want to really think about what's working well, what's not working well. So we've kind of used some of that time to analyze our safety plans, to help train teachers and staff Just to make sure that we're covering all the bases as far as safety. Another thing, we just did this one on the last meeting, was we're looking at technology use. Not just how we're using technology in the classroom, but for example, we're looking at every teacher, pretty much every teacher uses Google Classroom. And that's just, it's a platform for teachers to be able to put information in for students and parents. Well, we want to get more consistent with that. So we kind of come up with a template that every teacher's Google Classroom is going to look the same. It's going to, where do you find the homework? Where do you find resources? And, you know, every class is going to have different information in there, but where you go to get that information and how it's labeled needs to be consistent. And I think that's going to help out the students and parents a lot there.
Yeah. You also had your first community engagement night a few weeks ago. Can you describe how that evening went and what all it entailed?
Yeah, sure. And I want to first thank Blake Sutton and Jesslyn Tunney. They're two of our counselors that we actually were able to hire from the Stronger Connections grant that we got a little over a year ago. So they're the ones that kind of set this up. But we really want to work on our engagement with the community. So they were able to kind of come up with just an initial plan, kind of that first meet where we want to We provided information on here are programs at the school. Maybe you need resources as a parent. So we had some different tables set up, some individuals in there that they can meet with. We want to, you know, talk about our academic programs. I talked about projects. We talked about safety. We just wanted to try and engage and provide as much information as possible. And we had a nice little crowd for that first one. And we're hoping as we continue to do these, we're going to get more and more parents and community members and stuff involved, because with any school district, it's not just our staff. It takes everyone around here. It's the community, the parents, and everyone to make this work. So, and one other thing, we actually just had a Title I night at the elementary last week where students and parents could come in and explore programs, participate in some fun activities and things. So we're trying to get the parents' community more involved in what's going on at Jacksonville.
Well, I think those community engagement events will really yield some good dividends to benefit the school district overall. I think that's a great move. Well, you know, I'm sure you are working on other big things, but can you share some details regarding what might be coming up in the future at Jacksonville?
Yeah, sure. And I know I've mentioned projects with you several times, but those are still going and going strong. And one of the things that we are excited about is we've broken ground on the new multipurpose facility that's going to be attached to the back of the high school. So the plan is that will be up and running for the 25-26 school year. But, you know, we're looking at a gymnasium space, but also a place for the community to use as far as, you know, maybe walking or if they need to come in and use it for, you know, if it's basketball or archery is going to be another big thing that's going to be in there, volleyball. And so really not a space that we're going to hold like our IHSAA events, but it's going to be, you know, practicing, trying to get students out earlier than what we typically do with just two gyms, and then trying to get the community involved in there as well. So we're really excited about that one. Another that just is almost finished, we're hoping next week, is going to be the new elementary playground. We're hoping to have a ribbon cutting ceremony next week for that one. But I know the students are kind of, you know, biting at the bit there to get out and play on it. They can see it all out there. So that's going to be really, really neat for those elementary students. So the projects are going really well. A lot of flooring we just finished up with ESSER money. So that's great. The district's looking a little more, you know, new and updated, which is always a great thing for our students. I know they appreciate that. Yeah. And then one other thing is we actually just created a new space at the high school, so in the old library. So we opened up that room, did new flooring. We kind of knocked down a couple walls to make it a bigger space that's going to be used for distance learning and our high ability students and a lounge area and some things that are just going to make it a little more inviting for those high school students and a place to be able to go, not just for learning, but for some of that social interaction as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts. Well, Sam, some fine topical points today, indeed. You know, I do enjoy our conversations, being brought up to speed on what's going on, and I'm sure that our listeners, your stakeholders, they do as well. And I'd like to thank you for joining me once again here on Super Chat.
Well, thank you, Gary. I really appreciate being on.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. Please copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social media platforms. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us. Email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.